Come on in and sit on down with Mike and Matt and Clive, or do I mean Nick? Either way, you shut up and listen to the High Horse. We're better than you on our High Horse. Bitch, please, it's the High Horse. Hey everybody, welcome to the second episode of the High Horse Radcast. My name's Mike.
That's Matt, how's it going?
And I'm Nick, / Clive.
And we're coming at you again, late night Radcast on the way. We got a pretty decent show lined up for you guys, but first, we didn't do it the first episode, so I figured it would be a great idea to actually introduce ourselves to you, and maybe you could learn a little bit about us and why we are so awesome.
We're retconning our first podcast.
We're pretending that didn't happen at all.
Just like the Wolverine movie.
And we're just moving
forward. Spoilers, sorry.
Spoiler.
You spoiled it for everybody, no.
I spoiled it for the 7 people who didn't download it illegally.
Ooh.
Well, I didn't know. I watched it legally, perfectly legal.
That's right. So let's move. We'll go straight to Nick / Clive. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're so great.
I'm so great because I know everything there is to know about anything pertaining to anything that's worth knowing about everything. .com.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Pixar, it didn't happen. Nice. Yeah, and this is, as far as I know, this is your first experience into the podcast field and website entries.
It's also the only podcast I've ever listened to, for the record.
That's right. Yeah. Because it's so awesome.
Yeah, it's the one we ever need to listen to.
Exactly. And Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Matt. I'm an alcoholic. I like
walks. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt. You guys suck at being in an AA meeting.
Boo.
I never.
I'm not a quitter. I'm drunk right now. Actually, I'm not. But this is my first foray into the digital medium known as podcasts. Or as we're redefining it, the Radcast.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
And it shall henceforth be known as the Radcast.
On the 7th day, he did sleep.
It will no longer be known as a podcast ever. That's the last time you'll hear that word. We are for now, ever, a Radcast.
Yes, we'll probably say podcast, but we have the magic of digital editing to edit it out.
Thank you. Welcome to the Radcast.
Welcome to the Radcast with Mike, Matt, and Nick.
Mr. Black. all right, so now that the introductions are done, I guess I should probably introduce myself.
Tell us about yourself, Mike.
Well, where do I start? I've been working with boyprawn.com for the last year now.
It sounded like you said boy prawn.
Boy prawn?
Yeah, just
no, it is there. It is not boy prawn. Okay, it is good. Blurry
just
prawn.
Sure.
Not anymore, not since version 2 anyway.
That's exactly, 2.0, man. That's out. Do you see that background, the Space Invader background?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. I made that. That was me.
Yeah, really? I could see there's a little bit of a Space Invader legs hanging down, like half a millimeter. That should have been edited out. Oh.
Well, we'll blame Dookie for that one.
Bam!
I do a few videos on the website, and we figured the website needs a Radcast and an epic one at that, so we create the High Horse, and you will also notice the little image there that we kind of doctored up a little bit and put all of our faces on.
I'm Benjamin Franklin.
That's right. And we put our faces on the Founding Fathers, and Dookie looks like he's either pretending to be a horse or he's getting anally raped, I think.
He's taking a mad Dookie.
You'll see that image right here. I'm going to put it in so that you can all laugh at it, because it's pretty funny. And yeah,
and historically accurate.
Don't leave it up there for a real long time though.
No, it's fine. It's gone by now. We'll replace it with like a dog or something.
A puppy.
So cool. So yeah, that's pretty much what we are, what we're all about, and we'll move right along here. The Transformers 2 trailer is one of the most anticipated movies, in my opinion, that I've been waiting for, because I really liked the first one. I thought they did a great job.
Even like I was a little leery at first with Michael Bay at the helm of directing the movie, but he pulled it off on the first one, so I don't imagine the second one's going to be any worse, especially after watching the trailer.
I like how, as a comic book movie fan, you don't look for anything to improve. You just hope that it doesn't deprove at all for the next one. Your wording was actually, I hope it doesn't get any worse. Not, I hope it gets better.
Exactly. So, what we're going to do is we're going to cut into that trailer right now, let you take a peek at it, and we will have a little bit of a discussion right after. So, here it goes.
B, I want to talk to you about the college thing, okay?
I'm so excited!
Hey, I'm not taking you with me.
Look at this place! I feel smarter already! Can you smell it?
Yeah, it smells like $40,000 a year.
Hey, beautiful. Made you a long-distance relationship kid. I got your webcam so we can chat 24/7.
Sounds cute, I can't wait.
Full-blown mental meltdown in the middle of my class. I'm seeing symbols.
We've kept much from you, Sam.
This isn't my war.
I fear it soon will be.
What you're about to see is top secret. Do not tell my mother. Any of these look like the symbols you saw?
Where did you get these?
Archaeologists found these unexplained markings in ancient ruins all over the world.
They gotta mean something, like a message or like a map. Megatron wants what's in my mind.
I'm not gonna go without you.
Fate rarely calls upon us at a moment of our choosing.
We have like a giant robot fetish so far.
We like giant robots.
I think we have evidence, like a picture evidence that too, that Matt drew up one time.
Yeah, like we do. Gundams. We have Mike and a Gundam heads hanging.
And
out.
We're back. So I mean, fantastic movie. It looks phenomenal, and I mean, this trailer really hypes it up. You can tell they're kind of looking to play the little bit of the. Like the touchy-feely kind of thing at the end where he's like, Optimus! And he's like all crying and stuff. And
I would do that. I love Optimus.
Yeah, he's awesome. Well, what's the name of the guy that voices him? Come on.
Wow, that's a huge pile of fail for everybody here.
That is a suck ass. Peter.
Peter Cullen.
Cullen, that's the one.
Booyah. Thank you, Google. Peter Cullen, and he's the same voice that it's been the whole year, the whole time of Transformers, and I love the fact that they cast him as Optimus Prime, because if they put anybody else in there, I don't think it would have been the same, even.
See, they couldn't.
Now it makes you wonder if they're going to follow that tradition of the original movie, where they're going to have major characters dying left, right, and center in the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Isn't that what happened? And then,
Optimus dies, Megatron dies, Hot Rod almost dies in the first little bit, the one kid almost dies, like Spike's kid almost dies.
Are you talking about the 84 one?
Yeah, the good one, the rich.
Oh, fuck yeah, that was awesome, I didn't know what we were talking about. I was like, that didn't happen in the other one, shut up.
The other movie?
You're
it's like, Hot Rod wasn't even in it.
Yeah, I was like, what's this guy talking about?
I think the one thing that I want them to do in this one is to introduce a lot more of the I like how they introduced the Transformers that they did, but I was kind of missing, like, Starscream wasn't in it. I know he's going to be in this one, but
he was in the first one.
Oh God, Mike!
He was a big ass jet.
Was he?
Turned into a jet, bombed the Russians.
Yeah, he was flying around downtown, he shot down all those raptors in the middle of the city and stuff, and jumped from jet to jet and turned into a jet.
For whatever reason, I was thinking that he was just at the end of the movie when he flies up.
But at the same time, Mike's half right, though.
The entire time.
All right, I get you.
He doesn't. Yeah, he's not the giant prick that he is in the.
We're on the same page. But there's quite a few of the characters that didn't make it, like the Lamborghinis, or were they Ferraris, or
there's a Lamborghini.
There was
Quintash
a fuckload of guys who didn't make it.
Sunstreaker and something else.
Yeah. So, like, I really hope they decide to put those in. They're the Constructicons are in it. You could tell that from the trailer. So that was kind of cool. How long until we see the Dinobots, you figure?
Two more movies.
And Weird Al singing music for them.
The franchise reboot will have Dinobots exclusively.
Exclusively Dinobots.
Grimlock, smartest one there is.
So, I mean, as far as it looks like it's going, it's amping up to be a really decent movie, and I'm really hoping they continue the flow with what they had with the first one, and like Nick said, I really hope that they don't crap the bed with it and, like, I don't know, do something drastic, like kill all the Decepticons off and have them all dance and make a third one that's a love story between Shia LaBeouf and
that one and the pink robot chick.
Dude, the first movie was a love story between Shia LaBeouf and that skank.
Yeah, but at least they didn't, like, focus the movie on it. It wasn't, like, just that.
It was a movie about robots that didn't have enough robots in it. It was all way too many humans.
There was way too many humans.
Like,
I totally agree with that.
And, yeah, fucking Jazz died. Jazz! So ridiculous. And he only had, like, 3 speaking parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even Starscream, he only had, like, 2 speaking parts, I think. And
that's the thing about Starscream. His whole character is all about, like, beaking Megatron and trying to overthrow
conniving.
Him and getting slapped around by him.
But,
exactly.
You know, the thing is, they needed to make room for Tyrese.
Ah, Mark, you talk too much.
And he was like, bring the rain.
Bring the rain.
Oh, yeah, it's like a... No. That was just an entire preview for G.I. Joe, the entire movie Transformers 1.
Did you see that trailer? That trailer looks fucking
No,
gay.
I haven't. I heard it's supposed to be really good, though, the trailer.
No. That wasn't the trailer that I watched.
Really?
It doesn't look super gay. Well, it looks a little gay. I don't know. It's, like, ridiculous.
Who plays Cobra
Commander
in that
Maybe we'll have to have that on the next one.
No, we're not having that shit on our show.
Are you sure?
No?
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it to
Yeah,
a vote.
You watch it and then tell me if you want to have it on the fucking show.
I'll watch it right now.
What if I showed it right now? I'm just kidding. I would do that.
We don't want to get sued twice for one podcast.
Hey, can we get sued
but
for
no,
this?
But no, it's fucking brutal. No, we can't get sued.
Are you sure?
We're not making money off of this.
With
no,
trailers, they're free to watch as long as everybody else is watching it.
Okay, do it. I'll call those guys that got OJ off. Twice.
All we have to do, if they say anything, we just explain to them that we used it on our Radcast, and they'd be all right with it. They'd be like, oh, it's you guys. All right.
So have you seen that fucking Captain Morgan commercial? Those 4 guys put up posters, and this is the 4 guys on it, and they're like, this'll work, and they're like, it won't work. And then, like, a week later, they're, like, walking around, and they're like, oh my god, it's the 4 guys. I mean, they're supposed to be, like, real wicked popular. But just because he's put these posters up, it just says the 4 guys and the picture of them. And they go into the bar, and they're like, oh, 4 guys, come on in. And on these women are like, oh my god, are you guys really the 4 guys? And they're like,
oh my
yeah.
god, Ethan Hawke?
It's stupid as hell.
But it's kind of true, though, for how the internet works. Like, hey, it's a guy that did something stupid on the internet, or something funny on the internet, or something funny and stupid on the internet.
You mean us?
Yeah, those
Let's
guys.
Let's buy him a drink.
Yeah. What if the Nooba Nooba guy ever paid for a drink ever again?
I don't know. I don't think that guy ever went to the bar.
Do you think he just kind of walked in and was like, Mala,
I don't think so. He's from Jersey. There's a lot of fucking wops. No offense to our Jersey listeners, but you're a dirty wop.
Gweeds?
Some dirty Guidos.
Oh!
Jagabombs.
I got a fucking haircut, Jagabombs.
Okay, here you go. Cobra Commander put by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Does anybody know who that is?
Oh, no! It's Squinty from fucking
nope.
Third Rock from the Sun.
No, it's a long-haired kid from Third Rock from the Sun.
It's the long-haired kid.
Yeah.
Who's Squinty? What's Squinty's name?
Hey,
Joe Biden.
Harry something.
No. So isn't it Harry French or something like
something
that?
French Stewart.
There you go. He's but, like, I don't want to go with Stardity.
Oh, man.
Cobra Commander doesn't even take his mask.
And Michael Broderick plays Screaming Man.
Michael or Matthew?
Michael. Wow. They couldn't afford Matthew Broderick to play Screaming Man.
It's like Ferris Bueller.
It's a, I used to be awesome.
It's a King of Broadway. Marlon Wayans is in this. They have a Wayans brother in this movie.
Oh, yeah,
no.
But if you have one and not the other, it's kind of like Chris Farley without, or
don't you fucking dare compare any of the Wayans brothers to Chris Farley.
It's like David Spade without Chris Farley. It's just not funny.
What's even going on here?
I don't know. We should continue on the track. We swerved off a little bit there, but
Chris Farley wasn't so fat, he'd be rolling over in his grave right now.
Wow. So video game discussion, we're looking at Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was announced to be released on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network later in June, which is next month.
That's good news to anyone who didn't want to buy it on eBay for $80.
Well, or, you know, so, like some people like me, like I don't own a PS2. Well, I did, but I sold it. But my PS3 isn't backwards compatible, and I don't have a Dreamcast. So it was a game that I couldn't play until now. And now that they're releasing it, and the bonus to it as well is friggin' online playability. So, like, I can play against you
and get your
from house
ass
to house.
Kicked against my ultimate team of Wolverine, Spider-Man, and Sun-Sun.
It's Sun-Sun?
Yeah, it's a monkey. He flies on a cloud and he has a big stick.
You're making it up, but the Japanese don't make this stuff up.
They do. It's just fucking crazy.
And he has super happy fun time.
No, Sun-Sun's awesome. You guys don't even know. It's like the Dragon Ball Z. It's like Goku or whatever.
Yeah. Goku and monkey fight.
Yeah, it's monkey Goku.
Oh, shit.
But, you are right there.
Matt, I just dropped all your comic books on my foot.
Oh, no. That's a lot of preacher coming down on you.
He's sending you to hell. But yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, absolutely fantastic game. I'm extremely excited that they're releasing it. They had their little countdown timer there, and I was there when it hit zero, and then all of a sudden it was like nothing happened. Like everybody was sitting there hitting refresh, and it just killed their server. Like it killed it completely. And it was awesome once they released it, and you got to hear the song Take You for a Ride. It was playing in the background like a remix.
That was the fucking the best song ever on a video game.
And you're
so
like,
That's like the soundtrack for like the early 90s for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, take you on a ride. And I'm like picking my character and all excited.
Really?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It's so good. And even the URL for that website was like T-Y-O.
You can do it.
T-Y-F-Y.
Oh, wow.
A-R.
Take you for a ride. It was awesome.
It is absolutely fantastic. So I'm extremely excited they're bringing that out. And the other thing is, for anybody who bought fight sticks for Street Fighter 4, here's another reason that you own that fight stick. You go and use it. But the only crappy thing, I guess, and I kind of complain about it with Street Fighter 4, is the fact that the D-pad is so brutal on the 360.
Oh, yeah.
But my dilemma comes down to that, like, I have the PS3 and I'm on the PSN, but none of my friends play on the PS3 with the exception of Dookie. Like, he's the only one that I can play against PSN. But if I get it on my 360, I have, like, 20 or 30 people that I can play.
No, you don't.
Games against.
Yeah, you can.
Me. I do.
Me and Nick, and that's it.
But it's just kind of like, you know, which is too bad, because I really prefer the PS3 controller D-pad over the Xbox, but I guess I'd need to find a fight stick, but whatever.
Or build one.
It'll happen. Or build one. I'd like to do that too, but
if you build it, they will come.
Well, it will come in June this year.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exciting as hell.
Well, hell yeah, it is. So I guess the kind of sad part about it is that games, I still think games like this belong in the arcade.
No.
And
I do. Yeah, they do.
No,
yeah,
they do.
Sitting
arcade's
in your living
dead.
Room totally takes away from the experience. Like
of standing there while some smelly guy tells you what to do and how to do combos behind you
really?
As you're pumping quarters into a machine. You ever been to an arcade before? Both of you are from small ass towns, so I don't think either.
I've been to plenty of arcades.
Wizard's Castle here and all the ones in West Ed.
Well, exactly.
That's Palladium.
Palladium, yeah.
Palladium was awesome. But, like, I don't know. Personally, it's a completely different experience when you're playing in the arcade. And like, I don't like playing against random people. But, like, you go with a group of, like, four or five friends or whatever, and then you play all these games and stuff. And then you get that guy who's got the quarter belt, and he's just like, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. You win every time you give him money.
Well, like, at Palladium, you just bought it from a machine. A robot gave you the tokens at Palladium.
Well, on Palladium, you had them on your card.
The robot didn't even smell bad.
You just swipe your card, and away you go.
Wait, it was Reds gave you the... Reds had the tokens. Yeah, Palladium had the card.
Yeah, they had tokens.
The and robot in the bathroom smelled bad. If you give him a quarter, it gives you a balloon.
Oh.
Thanks, man.
Maybe not at the arcade. At the gas station on the way to the arcade, though.
At the arcades that Matt used to hang out at.
The sex arcades.
The dirt arcades. But yeah, I'm super excited for the game. It's going to be awesome, and I don't really think there's much else to say about it until it actually comes out.
Until then, take for a ride.
I'll play a little clip of that song. I want to take you for a ride. That was awesome.
Filler, filler, filler.
Filler, filler. But yeah, so we'll keep the truck moving here. We'll go right into a comic discussion here.
We're on a truck? I thought we were on a boat.
We're on a radcast. I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget.
I'm a dolphin doing flips and shit.
Getting everybody all wet. Oh, speaking of which, are we going to move into overused quotes yet or what?
Actually, we're moving into... We're actually moving into the comic discussion,
and
we're looking at Marvel Animation and their studios with their movies. Like, they just came out, Hulk versus Wolverine and Hulk versus Thor just came out not too long ago, and what the future kind of holds for the way that they're progressing.
I think the future is bright.
Well, they seem to be doing original stuff, like you say, the Hulk versus Thor and stuff. You've got your... The Ultimate Avengers 1 and 2 movies. You've got the Next Avengers
movie. Even the other one was really good. The one with the kids.
Yeah, the Next Avengers.
Reborn. Next Avengers. That was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that one too much, to be honest with you. Like, the animation was good, but I wasn't big into the story.
It's something unique for a change. Like, I've never seen all these combinations.
It was different.
They were really whiny and lame. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, me too.
There's, like, Ultron and crap, cool. But...
Ultron's always makes for a wicked story.
Especially when he takes over the entire world. Like, how many supervillains actually succeed in destroying the entire world? Not enough.
Yeah.
Not nearly enough.
That's true. That is true.
So, do you know of any, like, are they working on any animation films that you know about? Or
films?
I don't think so.
I know they have season 2 of that Wolverine and the X-Men coming out. That's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
May 22nd, I think? Or no. Yeah, May 22nd.
That's like days.
Refresh my memory a bit here. What's that going to entail?
Age of Apocalypse, hopefully.
Woo! Yeah,
that's
right.
Well, that's how the last one ended, anyway.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you saw awesome Age of Apocalypse Sinister and the one-eyed Cyclops.
Yeah, well, when you pointed him out to me and you were like, that's Cyclops, I was like, no, it isn't.
One eye.
Yeah,
he
had an actual one-eyed Cyclops. They're crazy.
That's
like,
sweet.
just speaking of Wolverine and the X-Men, what a fantastic cartoon. Like, they did a great job with that show. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, they really did it right, converting it from the comic. And they even, like, they didn't stray too far off the path either with how everything was. Days of Future Past is such a fucking amazing book.
Well, and to also incorporate Xavier and having it running parallel. Usually they just kind of skip around between them, but here they have them right at the same time. Like, how you can see how things affect one thing in... Like, it's traditionally in Marvel, you split off into another continuity, and you run through that continuity until those people fix it, and then they go back to the original line. But here they're running dynamically.
Yeah, but that's sort of, you have to do that with the, you can't really do that with the comic, because then it would kind of not play out as well as it does on a TV.
But even on TV in the original cartoon, they didn't do that. Whenever Days of the Future Past or any of those series kicked in, they just, mm-hmm. the entire show was devoted to spending time in the future. But here they actually showed them interacting between the two, which is really rare even for a film.
Yes.
So, that was awesome. Not even Turtles in Time did that.
No, Turtles in Time did not do that. Did you guys see the new Turtles in Time trailer, though?
I did. It's the arcade port, right? Yep. So, I mean, it runs a lot smoother, a lot faster. It looks good. I mean, I can't imagine it'll be more than, what was the last one, 800 points? So.
Well, it might be more than that, because it's a total rewrite, basically. The animation is completely different. It's
Did they go over and redo it? I thought it was just the arcade port.
No. It's HD. It's the same lines, but it's like, yeah, it's HD. It's fucking gorgeous. Well, it looks a lot like the TMNT cartoon, or game, that came out with the easy-ass achievements.
Well, maybe what they'll do then is charge 1200, I would assume, then.
Probably fucking take all my monies that I don't have, you dicks.
But, you know, 1200 points for, as long as the game is worth it, I don't mind. Because, I mean, 1200 points is what? $12, $15,
maybe.
So I mean, that's not really even that bad.
I went to Catholic school. Don't impress me with your numbers.
I went to Catholic school too.
Did you? Awesome. Yeah. We're losers together. Nick was homeschooled.
Well, I went to a public high school.
His teacher was hot.
What?
Seriously?
Wow.
I'm gonna cry now.
Nick's like, you know what? I'm out of here.
He puts his headphones down.
I can drop my mic like rapper style now. I'm going to impress myself. There's no one here to watch me.
Spaghetti, wow. Spaghetti, spaghetti. But yeah, so, I mean, as far as it goes, in my opinion, they haven't done a bad animation feature film or cartoon or whatever so far. And as long as they can keep on that path, I don't imagine they'll have any trouble pumping out.
As long as Craig Kyle has a hand in it, it should be fucking good.
I don't even know who that is, but it sounds awesome.
Well, if he's the guy that heads up all this animation stuff, then they're definitely on the right track.
He's a writer for Marvel, Nick.
You're a writer.
I'm a writer for Marvel. Actually, the X-Men Evolution cartoon wasn't very good.
That's what I heard. It was.
I don't know if I saw that one.
It wasn't very good. It was like whiny teen.
With drama. Teen angst.
And then at the same time, while that was going on, you look across the board and you've got the Batman animated series, Superman animated series, Justice League Unlimited. Like that whole generation.
I never watched the Justice League, but the Batman, that one was actually pretty decent, I thought.
That even comes after.
I like how they took like the dark aspect of it instead of the shiny Adam West Batman.
Well, yeah, even the original Batman animated series was like that too. He was all dark and crap. That was the one where Robin killed the Joker. Or did he know Harley Quinn?
Yeah. It was something like that.
Matt, who did Robin kill? Remember when he went all crazy and was hypnotized? Or, yeah, brainwashed?
No, I have no idea. I was looking, but I couldn't find it in time.
Oh. Wow, that's disappointing.
So I couldn't find nothing. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so I'll get to the chase. So basically what it is that Robin gets abducted and brainwashed by the Joker to be like his apprentice, and then he breaks out of it and pulls a gun on it and shoots the Joker or Harley Quinn. No, he shoots the Joker, and Batwoman kills Harley Quinn. They both get murdered in the same cartoon. And it was a Saturday morning cartoon where people got shot in cold blood. It was just...
Was that... Dick Grayson or Tim Drake, or which one was that?
I don't know. It's just in the cartoon.
Oh, in the cartoon. So probably Tim Drake.
Sure.
Actually, probably, I don't know, dude. Shut up.
It doesn't really matter, though. Because it was the same one the whole time anyway. In the cartoon.
Yes, it was.
And that one was cool, too. Like Batman kicked Ra's al Ghul into that one pit. And you saw him, like,
falling. Oh, the Lazarus pit.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, so like, there's a lot more brazen killing for a 90s Saturday morning cartoon. I mean, I don't know what the kids watch nowadays, but
Batman, the Batman cartoons have always been like that, though. Like, I mean, he never really locked them in jail.
Batman Beyond was kind of campy.
I guess, Batman but that Beyond was
actually good. I liked his Batman.
But wasn't Batman Beyond? Wasn't that not Bruce Wayne? Wasn't that like his son or something like
that?
Yeah,
it was
that,
just some kid that
protege
he
of some kind.
Abducted.
No, it turns out. Spoiler alert! It was his son at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
not really.
It,
it's not really a spoiler if it's common knowledge, though.
Well, it's not. You fuckers.
I didn't know it.
Well, I didn't know, but I had it right.
That's, you just made it up, though.
Man, I hate you all.
It was his son. It was his son from Mars. Superman and Wonder Woman had a baby. They called it Batman Jr.
BJ, for sure. BJ.
BJ Blazkowicz.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Exactly.
Do we have to touch on Duke Nukem Forever screens one of these days?
Oh, no, because that was canceled. Didn't you hear the fucking 3D Realms or whatever? What, they went under?
Yeah.
Yeah. They
did they cancel all the projects,
they
though?
They died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're done.
Oh, shit.
I know. That game looked so good, too.
It did.
But you know what? You know what'll happen is a bigger game company will pick up the game just because, and I think from a making money point of view,
someone should
pick it up because everyone will buy it. I mean, you've got fans all the way back to 1997 when it was originally announced.
Fuck
was
that,
it 96 yeah. or 97?
It was 97, but you've got fans from fucking Duke Nukem 1, Duke
well,
Nukem
I know.
2. Back when they
but,
didn't even
but
know
I mean,
how to
like,
spell Nukem.
I mean, like, up to that point. Like, you take all the fans up to 1997, and then all the ones that have been strung along the way here, if they put that game out, instant cash flow. Like, if a little independent game company picked it up and finished it off, because I'm imagining 3D Realms, from those screenshots, they were getting somewhat close to completing it, right?
Yeah, it's got to be pretty
close. They completely gave it a facelift from what it was originally supposed to look like. And I would say if a little independent game company picked it up, finished the rest of it, and sent it out, they would make millions upon millions of dollars.
You know what's funny about Duke Nukem Forever is that when it was first announced, way, way back in the day, it was just like Duke Nukem Forever, right? It was just the words. And then next, it was released some gameplay. Very primitive, but it was still gameplay. And then after that, it was released non-gameplay, just CGI of him, like, pumping iron, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, they released another one that just said Batman, just said Duke Nukem Forever. So they kind of went backwards, you know how they have...
Yeah, they took a step back.
Well, they, every single time.
Well, they just
so
redo
I just
it.
Thought that was funny, that how they went about it that way. Right. And well, since it's never going to come out ever.
it's in the Guinness Book of Records right now as the game that takes the longest to come out or something like
well, it's
that.
A Chinese
it shouldn't
democracy
even be in there
in the
until it
world.
Gets released.
Until it gets well, that's what I thought too, but I mean
that's bullshit.
You never know. Whatever. Forget them.
I call bullshit on Guinness Book of World Records.
And you know what's gonna happen
on my shit
too.
List.
Bethesda's gonna buy up the rights and then release it as like a giant
EA
RPG.
EA will do it.
A giant open world RPG.
Probably. Duke Nukem Fallout. Time to kick ass and do everything. And I'm all out of everything.
I'm an old man. I'm out of gum.
Oh, gum.
This bubblegum is way too
I'm
many
all
rides,
out of ya. Fuck, what a great ass game.
I kind of want to go play it game. Now. I'm going to go jerks.
And me too. Nobody's like giving those whores money.
Shake it, baby. You wanna dance? You wanna dance? Shake it, baby.
I remember doing that, and I used to play it at my uncle's house all the time, and I used to just go to the fucker. Was it the second level with the strippers?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, just giving him money, and then I remember my uncle coming down the stairs, and I was like, oh no. And I like, he ran away.
Alt tab.
Yeah, that was funny as shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep, it is. So, I guess we should move on to the next segment here. But before we do that, I just want to give a shout out to Chris, the only guy who left us comments on the little comment page, which more of you guys should do. I don't even know who's listening to it. I think we only have one.
Yeah.
Therefore,
I discovered
Chris,
a new listener this weekend, actually.
Oh, did you?
One of Ashley's old roommates was talking about listening to our podcast.
Sweet. Well, you know what? I'll just throw this in real quick. If you want to leave us a comment, I'm going to have Dookie set us up a forum, like a little thread on the forums. If you want to post anything, you can put it in there, as well as when this is on the front page of blurryprawn.com, you can click on the comments and leave any message you want on there. Just make sure you put your name at the end of it, otherwise it's just going to come up as anonymous, and then that way we can, you know, we'll give you a shout out in the next Radcast, you know?
You can be our number two fan, hopefully.
Yeah, right now Chris is our number one fan. Right, Chris? Wink. You didn't see that wink because we're on audio, but I winked at you, buddy.
You know what? I'll put a picture of a guy winking.
Yeah! You're my boy, Blue. And and speaking of you're my boy, Blue, that brings us to our next segment about overused movie quotes and how a lot of them, they just need to be fucking retired.
Like, Mom, meatloaf.
Well, my God, if I hear another fucking person say, Mom, meatloaf, fuck, I'm going to eat some meatloaf.
Fuck.
I don't
very much. Or she was a hoe for show.
Or hurt for a squirtin'. Like, that was such a great movie. But come
it's
on.
All, you know, it's all of those movies.
Great,
and you know, the funny thing is, a lot of them either star Will Ferrell or have something to do with Will Ferrell in them. Like, he's got something to do. And I don't know what it is about that guy, but he has the ability to create movie quotes that get said over and over and over.
Help me, Tom Cruise, when he's on fire.
Well, and it's just kind of like, you know, there's so many of them, and it's kind of like you're sitting in a movie theater or something like that, and someone says something.
Well, the worst movie quotes, I think, actually, are the most annoying ones that a lot of people use. Even still, and this fucking movie's got to be 25 years old, but Monty Python.
Oh, man.
Any one of those, like, I fart into a general direction, or the fucking Black Knight when he's like, oh, it's just a flesh wound. Any of those need to be retired big time. Especially the knights who say knee, and then they do the knee. I'm not going to do it, because I won't be...
There's a whole nerd culture built around it, though. Like,
I know, and they need to be retired, too.
Oh, the nerd subculture that worships Monty Python?
Yes, just like how the Star Trek nerds needed to be retired until the reboot came out, and now they're fucking all over the place.
Michael Bay, Monty Python, cool. And the Holy Grail.
You know, one of the absolute worst ones is that if it's like really like hot outside or anything, and they're like, "Ah, milk was a bad choice."
Yeah, just out of nowhere, they think they're so fucking funny. Fuck those guys.
And then they're like chuckle to themselves, and then you want to just punch them in the back of the head.
Yeah, that's actually really close.
Yeah, fucking, I love Lamp. There's another one.
Oh, man. You basically,
I don't love Lamp.
You can basically look at one of those t-shirt ads on like the sidebars on any good website are just full of these. As soon as you said, I love Lamp, I just thought of that.
Yeah, those fucking shirts. A good thing, you don't really see a lot of people wearing those shirts, though.
Thank God.
Unfortunately for 80stees.com, plug.
Snorktees.com.
Plug.
Are they one of our sponsors yet?
No. Speaking of plugs, you know who's awesome?
Who?
Those Rangoon Online guys. Those guys are fucking awesome.
Meat and cheese.
Do you like to eat at Arby's?
Did you see that tuna one?
Yes. Yeah, I did see that 2-1. Yeah, that was fucking sweet. I don't even know what the hell is going on in it, but I watched it 4 times.
That's funny. It makes me laugh. I like randomness, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, actually.
So yeah, big shout out. I thought you were going to call them plugs. I was going to say, what?
No, I'm giving them a plug, because they're awesome.
I don't think their website's active anymore. It used to be rangoononline.com, but I don't think it's even alive anymore.
I wish I had a magical box in front of me that would be able to tell me if that's true or not.
Well, no, don't go there, because, like, I think the last time that I did, it was, like...
Pornography?
One of those websites that's,
those
like...
Domain registered.
Ask me if I wanted to buy airline tickets online.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
That sucks.
Go to their YouTube page, though. It's www.youtube.com/RangoonOnline.
Okay.
RangoonOnline.
This has been Plug Hour with Mike and Matt. Plug Hour, Mike and Matt. You can see them at www.
What's up with it, Vanilla Face? Remember that one from fucking Borat?
I was just going to pop that one in the intro somewhere, actually. Some Borat quotes.
What's up with it, Vanilla Face? Okay, that one's actually pretty fucking funny.
Borat's full of funny ones. That's the problem. This whole list has funny, awesome lines that were written just perfectly. But
okay, what about the anytime where he's like, I like sex is nice or anything, or when people go is nice, anything
like very nice. How much?
Annoying as hell.
Oh yeah.
Just like in casual conversation, or someone would be like, "Oh, it's nice." We'd be like, "Okay, yeah, that's awesome."
But if only one person in the whole world did it, that'd be awesome. I listen to that all day.
Napoleon Dynamite. It's like God.
Oh fuck! I hate when people say God. Ah. Just fucking relax.
Well,
you don't need to go.
You're tying Napoleon Dynamite gets tied to the emo population very nicely too.
They're like one in the same.
Yeah, so you see, like, it just adds a multiplier onto how annoying their regular dialogue is. Throwing quotes.
ten times to your annoying multiplier.
I know it's not a movie quote, but would over 9,000 be in that?
Yes.
Oh, that's a whole new category, though.
It is. That's like internet memes, but.
It's not bad. It depends if you work with an old dude who says it constantly.
Thinks he's being cool.
Yeah, he's just trying to fit in with the younger crowd, right? So he's like, over 9,000, and you're like, ah.
What if your mom was like, do you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It's over 9,000.
Oh, my God.
That would ruin it right there.
Ruin it or make it better? That'd be awesome.
Make it better.
I hear cats.
Yeah, what the... There's a... Oh... My cat found a birthday card that meows, and she's she chews on it and attacks it whenever it meows, and she learned how to make it meow.
Awesome.
My cat's a living wall cat, IRL.
Your cat's a hoe.
You just plugged your cat, cat.com.
I think you should take your cat away from you.
I can have cheeseburger.com.
No. Buy it. You should have your cat taken away.
By the t-shirt.
But yeah, I don't think there's anything that's more annoying than kids who spout off random overused internet quotes and or movie quotes, and it's just kind of like, you know, it's annoying. It makes me want to shut them up.
I
want to
punch Samuel Jackson in the face too.
Samuel Jackson is chock full of overused movie quotes.
Yes, yeah, he is.
His fans like, are full of
any movie that he's in.
I'm sick of these mother friendly snakes on the Monday to Friday frame.
Yeah, that was the best thing he's ever said.
Mother loving snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
That was probably on fucking Peachtree TV.
Probably. You never know. So, but yeah, so that pretty much wraps up the show for today. Matt had actually picked out the YouTube video, and then next Radcast, we'll get Nick to do the YouTube, but what have you picked out for us here, Matt?
This is an amazing hockey goal from a fucking... he was the rookie who was picked second behind Sidney Crosby, and then he sort of bounced around between Anaheim and Anaheim's farm team for like a year, and then this year he was up on Anaheim's actual roster full-time. This is Bobby Ryan against the LA Kings. I think it was in like March or something like that. I don't know the exact date. It probably says it on the clip that we're going to steal and show you guys today. But it's just him. It's like it was play of the year, in my opinion, from a fantastic up-and-coming rookie who is going to be fucking lighting it up for the next 20 years, hopefully.
Until he gets a knee-on-knee collision with Jeremy Roenick.
And goes down.
Fuck that. Jeremy Roenick's too busy going out for wings to play hockey. Fuck that guy.
So, any final words there, Nick?
Yeah, stay in school and don't do drugs.
Keep your stick on the ice.
And have yourself a great day. This was the High Horse Radcast. And enjoy yourself.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Bonjour.
Peace.
A minute later, Bobby Ryan makes a fool out of Peter Harold. Puts it past Quick for his first career hat trick. Ryan with a dazzling goal. His 11th on the season ties this game up.